Circadian Rhythm, Part 5, Living Systems. Here's where evolutionary biology meets modern medicine. Our ancestors lived with natural light-dark cycles for millions of years. Industrial lighting, shift work, and digital screens represent a 150-year-old experiment, an evolutionary eye blink. Our Paleolithic circadian systems now face unprecedented challenges. Throughout this series, we've examined how organisms adapt, how systems maintain homeostasis, and how environmental pressures shape biology. Chronodisruption represents all three. Adaptation failure when environmental change outpaces evolutionary response. Circadian rhythms didn't emerge with humans or even mammals. Cyanobacteria, among Earth's oldest organisms at 3.5 billion years old, possess circadian clocks. Internal timekeeping evolved before multicellular life itself. Every living system dances to circadian rhythm. Mass coral reef spawning events occur on nights following full moons, with billions of polyps releasing gametes simultaneously. Migratory birds, like the European robin, use circadian rhythms to time their journeys, with melatonin regulating their magnetic compass orientation. Monarch butterflies navigate 3,000 miles using a sun compass requiring circadian time compensation. Their clocks adjust for the sun's movement across the sky. Honeybees communicate through waggle dances, incorporating time of day information, telling hive mates when specific flowers open. Even trees exhibit circadian leaf movements. Laser scanning shows birch trees drop their branches up to 10 centimeters at night, rising again before dawn, without wind or temperature changes. Here's our critical challenge. Artificial light at night now obscures natural darkness for 80% of humanity. Light pollution disrupts circadian rhythms across species, from reduced coral spawning success to altered pollination patterns when moths avoid lit areas. Sea turtle hatchlings, guided by moonlight for millions of years, now crawl towards artificial lights and perish. Songbird migrations are disrupted, with collision deaths at lit buildings exceeding 1 billion annually in North America alone. Yet understanding this gives us power. At the individual level, treatments like light therapy and behavioral modifications work with our evolved biology rather than against it. At the community level, we can implement dark sky lighting ordinances, shield fixtures to direct light downward, and use warmer wavelength light that minimizes circadian disruption. Every organism on Earth evolved under predictable light-dark cycles. We can't quickly evolve new circadian systems, but we can align our environment with ancient rhythms. Protecting our night sky isn't merely aesthetic. It's preserving the environmental rhythm that 3 billion years of evolution encoded into life itself. When we safeguard darkness, we protect this ancient circadian symphony, sustaining all living systems on our planet. The Western Slope Dark Sky Coalition invites you to join us in safeguarding the night sky. Music written and produced by Kenny Mihalich. Western Slope Skies is produced by the Colorado Mesa University Astronomy Club, the Western Slope Dark Sky Coalition, and KBNF Community Radio. This feature is written and shared by Dr. Kate Fedak. Thank you.
To hear more Western Slope Skies episodes, subscribe to the Western Slope Skies podcast in your favorite podcast player. Visit kvnf.org for more information.